We're up to the bottom of Yizayin Amud Aleph. Kriyishma. How do you know that Kriyishma, you can't read backwards? Tanya Kriyishma Kiksova Divi Rebbe. Chachomim on Bechol Lashon. Rebbe holds that you have to read Kriyishma Dafk in Hebrew. And the Chachomim holds you can read it in any language. My time is the Rebbe, Omar Kroh, the Hoyu. That's the way they're written in the Torah. Rashi, v'hoyu b'adborim ho'ele b'aviyoshin b'loshin ha'kodesh. Rabbonim ma'itayma, why the Rabbonim hold you can read it in any loshin? Omar kroh, shema b'choloshin shata shomeya. Right? They can read it in any language that you understand. Rebbe nomi hoksiv shema, Rebbe also says shema, ha'humi boy leili hishoma la'oznecho ma shata motsu mipicha. You have to hear what you're saying. You have to say it enough that it's audible. Rabbanan Savri, Commander Omra, Korea Shema, Velo Shmili Ozo Yotzen. The Rabbanan hold, you don't need Shema to tell me that you have to hear what you're saying, because you don't have to hear what you're saying. Even if you said it and you can't hear it, but you didn't think it, but you said it, but it wasn't loud enough that you could hear it yourself, Yotzen. Rabbanan Nomi Hokshi Vahoyu, either Rabbanan it says Vahoyu, why don't they learn that it means Kavi Yotzen, that you have to read it in Lashon HaKodesh? The Rabbanan learned from that you can't read backwards. It has to be in the order that it's written. But it doesn't have to be in the language that it's written. So Rebbe who used Vahoyu to tell me that it has to be in the language that it's written, how does he know that you can't read it backwards? Midvorim hadvorim. He learns it from Vahoyu hadvorim ha'ila. Could have said Vahoyu dvorim ha'ila. Why hadvorim? Hadvorim comes to tell me that it has to be the way that it is written and not backwards. Rabbanan dvarim hadvarim l'mashru, and the Rabbanan don't learn dvarim hadvarim. They don't learn that reboot. So they need v'hoyu to tell me not backwards, and they learn from Shema that it can be in any language, and the memela, what's it called, that's what they hold, and they learn from, and they don't need Shema to tell me that you have to hear it, because they hold you don't have to hear it. And Rebbe learns from Shema that you have to hear, and from Vahoyu that it has to be in Hebrew, and Hadvarim that it has to be in order. So Lemekasova Rebbe kol haTorah kula b'chol lashon emra. Right? Let's say that Rebbe holds that under normal circumstances, if you wouldn't have any psukim, you'd have to read kol haTorah kula in Hebrew. Rashi says, what does that mean? B'chol haTorah. Rashi shlo yikula mafreya amla kriya shma mafreya lo. This is where the Arm Mishnah knows that you can't read Kriyishma backwards from the Vahoyu. The Chol Lashon Nemra, the gross of the Chol Lashon. So Rashi learns that the Chol HaTorah is the Chol Lashon, means that you're allowed to read the Torah in any language. And that's why by Kriyishma you have to have a special pasuk to tell me that it has to be Dafka in Lashon HaKodesh. That's Rebbe. Tosfos says, there's no mitzvah to read the Torah b'chlal. It's only a mitzvah of the Rabbana. So I can learn from a pasuk that you have to learn, you have to do it in Hebrew. So, or to be done the Chol Lashon. It's only a mitzvah of the Rabbana altogether. So Tosfos says that except for Parshas Zohar, and some say that that's what Tosfos means, that Parshas Zohar is what Rashi's talking about. Parshas Zohar is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and l'chor it has to be read from a Sefer Torah, and that's what be seemed to be from what Tosfos says. And therefore, it has to be read in, could be read in any language. And therefore, by Shema, you need a special pasuk, according to Rebbe, that has to be in Hebrew. Tosfos himself says another teretz, because could be that even Parsha Zohar, we'll see tomorrow, doesn't have to be read from a Sefer Torah. That's only the Rabbanan. It has to be mentioned verbally, but that you have to read it from a Sefer Torah is a machlokas, whether that's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa or not. If it's not part of the mitzvah d'oraisa to read it from a Sefer Torah, then we're back with the original question. What does it have to do with being b'loshon hakodesh or whatever? Even though it could be that you have to remember it and you have to say it b'loshon hakodesh. You don't have to read it from a Sefer Torah, but you have to say it b'loshon hakodesh. So that's called, what's it called, b'loshon hakodesh. But Rashi says, l'krosa b'chol lashon, right, to read it. Rashi, you have to read it from a Sefer Torah. So Tosfos says, talking about all the parshios that you have to say min haTorah, like chalitza, eglarufa, vidui meiser, bikurim. There are parshas that you have to read, right? Not necessarily from the Sefer Torah, but you have to say them. So there, Rebbe would hold, they have to be said, they can be said in any language. And here he learns a special pasuk that has to be b'loshon hakodesh. So that's Reb. I would think now that Rebbe holds that anything that has to be read from the Torah, whatever that may be, okay, it has to be done in any language. And Kriya Shema is the exception. That's why you need a pasuk by Kriya Shema to tell me it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. Yisol Kadaifet V'Lashon HaKodesh Demra Lomeli Mitzvah V'Hoyu. Because if everything has to be read V'Lashon HaKodesh, why do you need a special pasuk by Kriya Shema? Itzrich. The Gemara says no. No right. Could be that Rebbe holds that Kol HaTorah Kula, you're allowed to, you have to read B'Loshon HaKodesh. You still need a pasuk by Kriya Shema to tell me it also has to be B'Loshon HaKodesh. Shloka Daitach, Shema K'Rabbonin. So I might think that Shema is to be learned like the Rabbonin, that you can do it in any Lashon. So to avoid making the mistake of learning from Shema that you can do it in any Lashon, unlike the rest of the Torah, and not learning what Rebbe actually learns from Shema, that you have to hear what you're saying, because of Rahman of Vahayu. Therefore, the Torah said, Vahayu, to tell me, don't make the mistake and learn from Shema that it could be in any Lashon, but Vahayu, this also has to be B'Lashon HaKodesh. Lema Kasavri Rabbanan, Kol HaTorah B'Lashon HaKodesh. Let's say the opposite by the Rabbanan. That the Rabbanan said that Kol HaTorah Kula was said B'Lashon HaKodesh. Everything has to be read in Hebrew. Right? And Shema is the exception. That's why it says Shema, that you can say it also in any other language, but everything else is Lashon HaKodesh. If everything could be read b'chol lashon, so I would I think the Kriya Shema is different. So Kriya Shema can also read b'chol lashon. Why don't you need a pasuk Shema? Lomeli l'michtav Shema. Itzri. The Gemara says no. Sol k'daitach amina v'hoyu k'rebi. Because if it didn't say Shema, I would say we would learn Shema like Rebbe learns it. That you have to hear what you're saying. And v'hoyu tells me that this has to be b'lashon hakodesh. Because of Rachman Shema, and therefore the Torah said Shema to tell me don't make that mistake. Don't learn from Vahayu that it has to be Lashon HaKodesh, but it could be in any Lashon. Rashi. B'chol Lashon Nemra, Likrosu B'chol Lashon, V'lachein Itzrich B'kriya Shema Vahayu. Itzrich Vahayu, V'lotema Shema B'chol Lashon, Shata Shomea K'Rabon. You need these psukim because I might think that you should learn the drasha like the other one. And therefore the Torah comes to tell me, don't learn the drasha like Rebbe comes to tell me, don't learn the drasha like the Chachamim. The Chachamim tell me, don't learn the drasha like Rebbe. Tefillah Menolan. How do you know the tefillah has to be done in order? Titania, Shimon Apikuli, Hizdir Shimone Esri, Brachos, Lefnei Rabban Gamliel, Al HaSeder, B'Yavne. Shimon Apikuli put out the structure of Shimone Esri, the order of Shimone Esri, in front of Rabban Gamliel in Yavne. Rav Yochanan, Ba'amri lo masnisa tana, mei v'esrim skenim, ubohem kama neviim, tikn shmona esrei brachos ala seder. L'chora, the anshik nesagdola were mesak in shmona esrei. Right? So, the Gemara in the end is going to ask, l'chora, if there were 120 zakenim and neviim that made the order of shmona esrei, what do you need shimon apikuli? And then we're going to answer that shachum v'chosru v'yostum. They forgot the order, and Shimon HaPekuli was Mesadarit. Others say, the Gemara over here is, that the Gemara is not necessarily asking a question. Shimon HaPekuli made the Seder of Shmona Esrei Brachas. Before Shimon HaPekuli, when they made the Shmona Esrei, they didn't have to make it Ala Seder. You could say any of the Brachas. They made the Nusach of Shmona Esrei. And you didn't have to say the whole Nusach. And you didn't have to say it in order. Whatever bracha you needed to say, you said. But this Nusach, that of that bracha, was what the Anshik Nesagdola made. Shimon HaPekuli came and made a whole Seder that from that point on, they had to say the whole Shimon HaSeder and had to say it in that order. Now, Rashi learns that Ah HaSeder, K'mishpat HaMikros, K'irov Kamanin. It follows a Seder of Psukim. HaPekuli Yeshomrim Shemistak Mishtaker B'tzemer Gefen, Shenikra Pekula. He was a cotton merchant. That's why he was called Pekuli. In any case, Tosfos brings that over here, Rashi in Brachos. Rashi says that the Seder of Shmona Esrei only applies to the first three Brachos and the last three Brachos. But the other Brachos, the Seder is not Ma'akiv. So if you forgot a Bracha, you don't have to go back. If you forgot Rifo'enu, you don't have to go back to Rifo'enu and then continue on from there on. But you just say Rifo'enu wherever you remember it. But according to Tosfos says, you see from here that there's a Seder. And the Seder is Ma'akiv. So if you forgot Rifo'enu, You have to go back to Rafa'enu and then say everything after that, Baruch Aleinu, even if you said it already, you have to say it again in order. And Rashi holds only the first three brachas are, the order is Ma'akev. And Tosfos holds there is a difference between the first three brachas and the rest of Shemoneh Esrei. The rest of Shemoneh Esrei, if you forgot Baruch Aleinu, you don't have to go back to the beginning. You go back to Baruch Aleinu, but you have to go from there on. But if you forgot, Gvuros, you don't go back to Gvuros, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You have to go back to the beginning of Avos. Those three brachas have to be said in order, right? And if you said any of them out of order, none of them are okay. First three are considered one unit, the last three are considered one unit. But the next 12, 13, are not a unit. They're each separate, but there's an order. So if you said it out of order, you have to go back and say from where you said out of order, and but everything you said till there is okay. But the first three and last three brachos is not like that. Okay. Tamar Rabbanan. Now this Gemara is going to say the Seder of Shemoneh Esrei. Menayin Shomrim Avos. How do you know that you start Shemoneh Esrei with Avos? Shenemer Havu Lashem B'nei Eilim. There are 18 Shemos of the Rabbanu Shalom in this Mizmor, Havu Lashem B'nei Eilim. And the Shemoneh Esrei is built on this Mizmor. And each of the Shemos applies to a different bracha. So we have now the first bracha, Havul Hashem B'nei Eilim. Eilim means the strong ones, also the Avos. Umenayin Sheomrim Gvurosh, Shenemar Havul Hashem Kavod V'oz, Oz, Gvura. Umenayin Sheomrim Kedushos, Shenemar Havul Hashem Kavod Shemo. That's Kedushos Hashem. So those are the first three brachas. Hishtachvul Hashem B'hadras Kodesh. That's Kvod Shemo, and Hadras Kodesh is Kedushas Hashem. Umaro lomar bina achar Kedusha. Why does bina come after Kedusha? Shenemar, the Kedusha was Kedosh Yaakov, Yesalokei Yisrael, Yaritzu. First it says to be Mekadesh, Shem Shemaim. And then the Yodu, the Yedu, Toei Ruach bina. After that comes bina. And the Torah says that the reason that Birchas bina is the first bracha is because if you don't have bina, then you can't have what's it called anything. That which separates a person from an animal and gives them the ability to daven is bina. So without bina, there's no davening. So when you start to ask for things, you have to have first understanding. When you're being mahalo the Rabbanu Shalom, everything's mahalo the Rabbanu Shalom and the Bria. So you can be mahalo the Rabbanu Shalom, even an animal is mahalo Hashem. But to ask for things, that you need bina. And that's why there's some shitas that hold that even on Shabbos, you'd say, Atachonin Ladam Das. You don't say, Choneinu Meit Chodea Bina V'Haskel, but you say Atachonin. Because you can't have a Shemoneh Esrei, you don't say a Bracha, but you start off with Atachonin. What? No, there is. The Rabbanim were, what's it called, said you didn't have to do it. Right? That's why if you do it, you have to consider the Bracha. But they left Atachonin, according to that sheet. Understand what the question is.
Mr. Gross just said that you have to have bina if you're going to now start asking for something.
Right, no, so you have to mention at least bina before you have a Shemoneh Esrei. Right? You don't have to wait till you get it. Right? You just have to mention it.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Umaro lomar tshuva achar bina. Why is tshuva come after bina? Dechsiv ulevavo yovin v'shover apelo. It says you'll understand and then you'll be healed. Yihachi lemar refua basra. Right? Basra the tshuva, if that's the case, then you should say Yovin Vishav, so first comes tshuva, after bina, and then Varape. So we should say Rafua after tshuva, instead of Slicha, after tshuva. Lo sokadaitach, to see the Yoshuv al Hashem v'irachameyu, the El Elokeinu kiyar v'lesloach. It says in this pasuk, Slicha after tshuva. So some Slachlonu, at first Hashiveinu, then Slachlonu. My chazus, the samchus, the hasmochahal. We have one pasuk that says refuah should come after tshuva. Another pasuk that says that slicha should come after tshuva. Why rely on this pasuk? Rely on this pasuk. Or it says no. Ksiv kroachrina hasoleach lechol avonaychi harofei lechol tachluaychi. That the Rabbanu Shalom forgives your sins and then refuah. So refuah follows slicha, not tshuva. Right? Hagol mishachas chayoychi. So Maimer, one second. So that's what's it called. That's the pasuk. So therefore, we have two psukim. One that says that first comes tshuva and then slicha, and one that says tshuva and then refuah. And then we have another pasuk that says that slicha follow, what's it called, that refuah follows slicha. So two psukim say the order is tshuva, slicha, refuah, and not tshuva and refuah. Mara says the name of the geula, refuah, baster, slicha. Right? It comes out that geula and refuah are both after slicha. Vaksi the shavar apelo. It says refuah after tshuva. Right? What do we do with that pasuk? So who love refuah de tachlui mi? That refuah does not mean physical refuah. El refuah de slicha. That tshuva is also refuah. Right? You'll do tshuva and you'll be healed from your averus. So that slicha and refuah are the same thing. Right? But the refuah of physical refuah, that's refuenu. That's a different thing. That we have a bracha, that comes after slicha. So we have tshuva, then slicha, which is a form of refuah, spiritual refuah, and then after slicha is the physical refuah. Why does geula follow slicha? Right? It says, the pasuk also says, harofe l'chol tachluaychi, hagoel mishachas chayaychi. L'chorah from that pasuk, refuah should come after geula, not before. Why do we have goel before rofe? Why do we have goel Yisrael before refuah? Why dafkin the seventh? Amarov mitosha asidim goel b'shvius. Because we're going to be redeemed in the seventh year. There's going to be a chunk of 7 years before Mashiach comes, of special events that are going to happen in those final 7 years, Shvua Sheben David Ba, and the Geula will come in the seventh year. Therefore, the Geula is mentioned in the seventh bracha. It's not going to come in the seventh year, it's going to come in the eighth year. Right? And in the seventh year, going to be Mulchamos. Mara says, Milchama nomi aschalta de geula. The wars are a beginning of the geula. The geula will begin with wars. So since it's the beginning, even though the geula is not going to come until the seventh year, until the eighth year, but the seventh already is the beginning of geula. Rashi. Havul Hashem iskiru lefonav es elei ha'aretz. Elei ha'aretz are the avos. Havul Hashem kavod shemo, seifi dekra, b'hadras kodesh, which is kedushas Hashem. Umar ro lomer geula b'shviyis, v'lo refuah achar slicha. Why doesn't the refuah come immediately after slicha? There's the seventh bracha. Kedirsiv kras, oleach l'chol avonaychi, harofei l'chol tachaluaychi. Mito sha'asidim ligoyel b'shviyis. Shavua shemen David bo, bo cholot mishar shonim. The seven-year period before Mashiach comes will be special. Will be special events that will happen during those 7 years. In a certain order, Shonari Shonar Rav, Velo Rav, the first year there'll be a partial famine, Adu Vishviyas Milchamos, and in the seventh year there'll be wars, V'motzei Shviyas Ben David Ba, and Motzei Shviyas, the Mashiach will come. Aschalta de Gulahi, the Afogav, the High Gula, Lab Gula de Golasi. Rashi, this Gula is not talking about Gula of Klal Yisrael from Golas. Right? This is an individual geula from people's individual tzoros. The habirkas kibbutz ubinyan Yerushalayim v'tzemach David yesh l'chol achas v'achas bracha li'atzmo levad migeula zu. The geula ha'asida is mentioned in Esemach David, in kibbutz Golios, in Yerushalayim Ircha. Those are the brachas for the national geula. So what is this Re'enu Vanyenu? Goel Yisrael is an individual geula from individual tzaras. Even the shame geula Allah kavur b'shvius. Since it's the first mention in Shemona Esrei of the concept of geula, it's mentioned in the seventh bracha. In addition, right, every person is a small world, so his individual geulas are similar to the geula of the Klal Yisrael in the end. And also, all the geula of the end is going to be a process that includes all the geulas of everybody till then. So it's all part of that process of geula. Umar ro loma refuah b'shminis. Why then is refuah in the eighth bracha? It's already been disposed from its proper place. It should have been the seventh bracha. So why does it follow afterwards? Omar reb acha mitosha nitna mila b'shminis shetzricha refuah l'fichach kavua b'shminis. The Bedavka put refuah in the eighth, because since it's, what's it called, Mila needs refuah, so they put refuah as something in a good thing. Right? I could have said also that a woman who gives birth needs refuah. Put in the ninth. But in any case, since Mila comes before, so it goes in the eighth. And that's a nice kind of refuah. Why is the Birkas Hashon in the ninth bracha? Amar Alexandri, Keneged Mafkiyei She'orim. Because it's a tefillah against people who raise prices. Dechsiv Shvor Zro Aresha, the David Ki Amra B'chiyis. David said it in the ninth chapter of Tehillah. Right, let's see Rashi. Zro Aresha, Shvor Zro Aresha, Elu Hamiyakrin Es Hatvua, Umafkin Es Hashar. People who raise prices and destroy the market. How do you know that this resha is people who dafka raise prices? Because in that kapitel tilim it says the orev the mischar ka'arye besucho yarov lachtov oni. They ambush the oni and steal from him. The chialistim orev is oni. People don't usually hold up poor people; they hold up rich people. So why in the world would you ambush a poor person to steal from him? Talking about people who raise prices, and the people who are most affected are the poor people, not the rich people. So a person who robs from the poor is a person who raises prices. Sherov daitem laniimhu. The kavoy David rachmi Allah the milsa shvor zro aresha the same sova ba'olam uvekar zro shover. May there be plenty in the world, and therefore the prices are going to have to go down. Because the supply will be great, and you won't be able to raise the prices. So that will destroy the arm of these Rishoyim who want to raise prices. The Ra Tidrosh Risho Baltinsa. The Zeshoyim Badaito Lios Rosha Kishet Tidrosh Risho Losinsa Adla. Loshalohispik Lasos. You won't be able to do it. You'll be able to stop these Rishoyim from doing what they want to do. Because they won't be able to raise prices because there'll be a tremendous supply. The Parsha Chiyas Omra. The Torah Minisi, it's the eighth capital in Tehillim. Ashrei v'lomarok shugoyim tarti parsahi. So Ashrei and lomarok shugoyim is considered two different parshios. And there are quite a few different ways of making the cheshbon of those first few prokim in Tehillim. Rashi learns like this, that even though there are eight mizmorim till that mizmor, you have to divide Ashrei Ho'ish and Loma Rok Shugoyim into two. But we have also another place where it says that those two are considered one. Right? Because they, what's it called? It starts and ends with Ashrei. And that's considered one Mizmor. So Tosa says there's another way of splitting it up. Lamatzeach Almus and Loma Hashem Tamod Barachok are considered two Mizmorim. So those first 10 mizmorim in Tehillim, there are differences of opinion which ones are one mizmor and which ones are broken up into two mizmor. Okay. Umaro lomar kibbutz golios la'achar birkas hashanim. Why is kibbutz golios the 10th bracha? Tichsi v'atem horei Yisrael anafchem titnu uprichem tisu la'ami Yisrael ki korvu lovo. Right, that it says that when there's plenty in the world, that's a sign that the Mashiach is coming. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, one of the simonim of Yemosa Mashiach, or that Mashiach is coming closer, is the fact that Eretz Yisrael will once again start producing its fruit. And the Satmar Rebbe says, based on a Marshoa, that doesn't mean like today, because we have Tenuva today and there's fruit, that's a simon that we're close to Yemosa Mashiach. It's what's it called? It's talking dafka where there's the produce is miraculous, like it was in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. It said that they had the saorim the size of eggs or whatever. That is the simen, not the simen stam that if you plant you get a yield. That's not natural. I'm talking about supernatural produce. The kivin shenikbitzu niskabtu galios nasa din bereshoyim. Once the Golios comes, Mashma, the Golios will come before Mashiach. Before Mashiach comes, there will already be Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and there are many sources for that. Rishonim, that there will be a kibbutz Golios before Mashiach comes. People will be coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and even there's a Ramban that says they'll establish a Malchus in Eretz Yisrael before Mashiach comes. What's it called? After the kibbutz galios, then the Rabban Shem will do din b'rishoyim. Shenemar v'ashiva yodi olayich v'etzrov kivor sigayich. That's when the Rabban Shem will, purify Klal Yisrael and take out the rishoyim. Uksiv v'ashiva shoftayich kivor yishona, and after that, the shoftim will return. Hashiva shofteinu. The kivin shenasa din min harishoyim kolu aposhim. The kolu zedim imohem. And once there's din, the Rosham gives us back our shoftim, they'll be able to do a din with the Rishoyim. That's for Malshinim. And that's the end of the poshim and minim. Vashinamra, Vashever poshim, Vachatoyim yachto. The Kivan Shikolova poshim is from Emesker and Tzadikim. Till the Rishoyim are gone, the Tzadikim can't really be edified. So once the Rishoyim are destroyed, then Allah Tzadikim. Tchsiv, Vacholkarni, Rishoyim Agadeya, Tromamna, Karno Sadik. Only after the horn of the Rishoyim is destroyed is the horn of the Tzadikim exalted. The Kol Geri Atzadikim at Tzadikim. And Geri Atzadik are included in with Tzadikim. Shenemrib Neseva Tokum Vadarta Pene Tokim. The Somech Levi Chiyogar Itchem Ger. Gerim come right after the mitzvah of standing up for a Talmud Chacham. So Talmud Chacham, Tzadikim go together with Gerim. The Heichon Misromem is Karnum Yerushalayim. Where will the Karen at Tzadikim be Misromem in Yerushalayim? Shenemer Shalu Shlom Yerushalayim Yishloyu Oyavayach. The Kivin Shen Nivnes Yerushalayim, the Marshal learns Nivnes Yerushalayim does not mean the Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash is going to be built after Mashiach comes. Because you need, what's it called, before Binyan Beis HaMikdash, you need a Melech, and you need that Hashiva Shofteinu, and you need to destroy, what's it called, Amalek, and then you can build the Beis HaMikdash. So Mashiach is going to have to come. You have to have a Melech before Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So Yerushalayim, says the Marshah, is talking about Binyan Yerushalayim. The city of Yerushalayim will be rebuilt, physically, spiritually, whatever. And then the Beis HaMikdash will be built later. Others hold no, that according to the order we have, that the Binyan Yerushalayim means the Beis HaMikdash, and it's possible the Beis HaMikdash will be built before Mashiach comes. Lav Davka, the Rambam says, Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash. It's Lav Davka, right? It could be that, we learned this in Sukkah, what's it called, whether the third Beis HaMikdash is going to come down ready-made, it's going to be built by Mashiach, right, or some combination of the two, or it could even come, be built before. There's mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash anytime that it's possible to do. Right? Today it's impossible because we built the Beis HaMikdash after World War III. But whenever it's possible, it's possible to build. It's possible, therefore, that the Beis HaMikdash could be built before Mashiach, and what the Rambam says, Mashiach will build the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't mean literally. He means that by the time Mashiach comes, the Beis HaMikdash will have to be built by his time. If the Beis HaMikdash isn't built by Mashiach, meaning it's not there already, or he doesn't build it, then he's not Mashiach. There has to be a Beis HaMikdash and be Moshe Mashiach. That what? Yeah, okay, but that could be just because we have Yerushalayim here. Right, okay, but what's it called? That's for a different reason. The Kivan Shenivin Yerushalayim Bodovit. Once Yerushalayim is built, then Mashiach will come. And again, that means either Beis HaMikdash or the city of Yerushalayim. Now, in Yerushalayim Ircha, there's also a mention of what's it called, of David. Chisei David Avdecha Mehera L'socha Tochen. There's a separate bracha for Esemach David. Why we mention that in Yerushalayim Ircha? So the Yerushalmi holds that Yerushalayim Ircha and Esemach David were one bracha. There was only 17 brachas in Shemona Esrei. Shiva Esrei, Kiminyan Tov, and there weren't 18 brachas. The 18th bracha was Velam Al Shinim. That became the 18th bracha. So we call it Shemona Esrei with Velam Al Shinim. And the Bavli holds, and then they separated Esemach David from Yerushalayim Ircha later, and now there's 19 brachas. But originally it was 17, Velam Al Shinim was 18, and separating Yerushalayim and Esemach David was made it 19. According to the Bavli, they would bring rayas from this sugya that there was always two separate brachas. There was always Yerushalayim Ircha and Esemach David, because the Gemara comes out as two separate things. And there was 18 brachas l'chatchila. Then Velam Al Shinim was the 19th bracha. That's the Bavli. According to the Yerushalmi, there's no question why Yerushalayim and Esemach have both ideas, because they were one bracha to begin with. When they separated them, So they kept both ideas in both of them. But according to the Bavli, that there were two brachas to begin with, why do we mention Kisei David in Yerushalayim when we have a separate bracha, Samach David? So the Brisker Rav says that Binyan Yerushalayim, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, has a connection to Malchus Beis David. That's not only for the sake of Karbonos or whatever, but part of the Inyan of Malchus Beis David is having the Beis HaMikdash and being in Yerushalayim. So you have to mention Malchus Beis David as part of Yerushalayim itself, and that's why the Rambam says in Benchi, in Birchas HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, you have to mention Malchus Beis David also. Because the Shleimus of Yerushalayim is only when Malchus Beis David is there. And the Shleimus of Malchus Beis David is only with Yerushalayim. So we mention Malchus Beis David in Yerushalayim because that's part of what Yerushalayim is all about. It's not a bracha on Malchus Beis David, it's a bracha on Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim needs Malchus Beis David to be complete. Okay? V'chivin sh'nivnis Yerushalayim bo David. Sh'ne'emar achar yashuv b'nei Yisrael b'kshu et Hashem Eloheim. There's David Malkov. And there is a zecher to the Yerushalmi Shita, that Esemach David and Yerushalayim Ircha was one bracha in the Krovitz for Purim. There used to be a lot of slichas that they said, what's it called, the seder of the brachas. They would say special slichas, but Purim, they had a Krovitz, and they had additions into all the brachas of Shemona Esrei. But there's no addition, two additions for Yerushalayim and Esemach. There's only one addition. Meaning that at some point when they made that Krovitz, there was only one bracha there. And they only had one addition. It was only when it split up, now one of the brachas is missing, an addition for Purim. The Kivan Shabbat David, Basa Tvila. Once Esemach David, then you have Shomer Tvila. Shenemar, Vaviyosim al Har Kodshi, Vesimachtim Beveis Tvila Si. Mashiach will come, Beis HaMikdash shall be built, then you'll be able to daven. The Kivan Shabbat Tvila, Basa Avoda. Once there's Tvila, there's also Korbanos. Be able to have avoda. Shenemar olsem zivchem l'ratzon mizbechi. V'kivin shabos avoda, bos toda. And once you have avoda, then you thank the Rabbanu Shalom. You serve him and you thank him also. Shenemar zoveach toda yechab deneni. After zoveach, after the korban, you thank the Rabbanu Shalom. Or toda can also mean lehisvados, to be moda, admit. Either that you thank the Rabbanu Shalom for what you have and you admit that you really don't deserve it and the Rabbanu Shalom gave you something good, or you confess that you Taka did something wrong. So after you bring the korban, either you have confession or you have hodah that you thank the Rabbanu Shalom for the good that he gave you. So that's hodah. Umaro loma brikas koanim achar hodah. Why does brikas koanim come after modim? To see vayiso aron es yodav elo'om vayivorechim. Vayered me'asos achatas v'ha'ola v'hashlomim. Eima kodem avoda. Maybe he gave him Birkas Kohanim before the avoda. Before he brought the chatas and ola. Lo sokadaita. You see, vayered me'asos achatas. Right? After he had the chatas or whatever, that's when he was mevorech le'am. So Birkas Kohanim comes after avoda. After what's it called, ha'odoa, which comes after avoda. Miksiv lasos me'asos ksiv. Not that he's doing it now, that he did it before. So Mura says, v'leim rach ravoda. If that's the case, let's say Birkas Kohanim immediately after avoda. Why do we wait till after hodah? Lo sokadaita. To see zoveach toda, right? So zoveach, then toda, and then Birkas Kohanim. My chazit to samchus ahai smachani. Why rely on this one, which puts toda after zvicha, rely on the other pasuk that says Birkas Kohanim after korbanos. Avoda and Hodoah go together. Serve the Rabbanu Shalom is that you subjugate yourself to him, and you can't do that unless you admit that everything comes from the Rabbanu Shalom. Umar Rolom was Sim Shalom Acher Birkas Kohanim. Why is Sim Shalom come after Birkas Kohanim? You see, the Sum was Shmil ben Israel, Vani Avorchim. What bracha that Kodesh Baruch Hu? What is the bracha of the Rabbanu Shalom? Shalom. Shenemar Hashem Yivorech Esamu V'Shalom. Rashi. Uprichem tisu la'am Yisrael ki kirvo lavo. When Eretz Yisrael will produce its fruit, that's when Mashiach is close to come. Alma kibbutz Golios be'es birkas hashonimi. The Golios will be the preface to Yimos HaMashiach. When kibbutz Golios will happen after Eretz Yisrael produces its fruit. The kivan Shiniskabtsu Golios Nasadin Virishoyim. Kodim Shinisyash Rushalayim, before they'll come back to Yerushalayim and be settled, Shinemer Vasira Kolbidilayah, Bali De Kane Vashiva Shoftayak of Rishona. The Ravon shall take out all the Rishoyim, and then he'll put back the Shoftim. The Watsaik of Atchila, Kamodla Shaover, Tsion the Mishpa Tipode, Tipode, Vishaveha Bitstaka. Lachain Som from the Kibbutz Golios. Vashiva Shoftainu, Vitsatainu Ba Mishpa. Okay, that's the order. Kolu HaPoshim, and after they'll be shoftim, so then the Rishoyim will be destroyed. She'ena ma'aminim b'das Moshe, she'hoysa min ha'shamayim. These are the minim, who didn't believe that Torah is min ha'shamayim. L'chein som chula, some say they're the minim of the early Christians. L'chein som chula birkas ha'poshim, she'ne'emar ozvei Hashem elu ha'poshim. The shever poshim ha'nu zedim. Hinomar shoyim elu ha'merdim. Those are people who are over b'mezid. So that will come after Vashiva Shoftayim. Acha Yeshu ben Israel, Acha Yeshu ben Beis HaMikdash, who bikshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, David Malcolm, that comes to Beis HaMikdash and David. So that's why Tefillah, Shomer Tefillah, comes after Yerushalayim and Esemach David. Zoveach Toda, Acha Zvicha, Tein Hoda. After you make the korban, you thank, or you confess, or you admit. The Yerim Me'asus Chachatas Veho'olah, Chada Milsehi, Af Hodah Avodah Shol Makomu. Hodah is a form of avoda. Avoda means you subjugate yourself to the Rabbanu Shalom. When you admit, confess, thank, you're also subjugating yourself to the Rabbanu Shalom.